Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
Mistake number four, not taking massive action. A lot of action that entrepreneurs make. They don't take massive action. So a misconception for massive action is this: work smart, not hard. How many of you have heard of that? Okay, so what I say to that is, when people hear that, the problem is this. I am sitting and I am working smart by thinking about what to do. I'm gonna think about how to work smart. Okay? But what I realized is, before learning how to work smart, learn how to work hard. Okay? Most people don't even know how to work hard, and then they try to learn how to work smart. Hard work beats talent. It's always greater than talent. I learned that. I don't have my mentor as a key example. He's not the smartest guy. He only graduated high school. Didn't do any undergrad or didn't do any post-secondary, but he works hard. He works hard. And when you work hard, when you learn how to work hard, then you will learn how to work smart. Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. So there are very many people who are very talented, have a lot of gifts, but when they start their business fails because they don't work hard. But there are many people who have no talents, and they're not gifted, but they work their butt off and they succeed. Many people, entrepreneurs, no formal education, but they just work really, really, really hard and they succeed. So some examples of massive action. I don't know about you, but this is what I do, and it's small compared to my mentor. For me, I started posting 2 real estate articles daily on my Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn for the last 7 years, so every day. So about 5,100 articles in that 7 years, okay? And doing this, still, my phone doesn't ring off the hook, okay? Then I have over 500 YouTube videos since January 2015 on my YouTube channel. And then I wrote the book on Vancouver real estate in 2015. And then I translated the book into Chinese. And then I have over 50 podcast episodes. So I have other stuff, but the key is to outwork your competitors. Simple. Just work harder than everyone else. Most people are not smarter than everyone else. But if you work harder than everyone else, chances are you will get crazy results. Okay? It's about the consistency. What massive action is not? People do the bare minimum and wonder why their phone is not ringing off the hook. They're like, oh, I posted a blog on my website. How come people are not calling me? I shot one video. How come people are not calling me? So I did all of this and my phone is still not ringing like crazy. It's a lot better, but it's not like, oh, Gary, let me line up to work with you. It's not like that, right? So people do the bare minimum and wonder, oh, why is my business not number one in the world, right? Because they're doing what everyone else is doing. Everyone wants to do as little as possible. So here's my experience. I'm born and raised here. After undergraduate, I work in government and they take 2-hour coffee break, 2-hour lunch break. At that time, this was 20 years ago. And I was like, oh, okay. Then I was like, oh, it's pretty laid back, pretty lazy and pretty chill. But then later I started working for some corporations, public companies, and they're more hardworking, better. Then I worked for HSBC for 6 months and I didn't even have time to go to the washroom. Like they don't even, like no break, just go. I was like, wow, they are different. And then of course, as I grew older and I saw people from Asia, from Chinese, Japanese, Korean, they were working 14, 16 hour days and it's normal for them, easy. For us, it's like 9 hours is tough, right? For the majority of the Western culture, not majority, maybe the stereotype is the Western culture has that kind of work ethic. Okay. So my mentor said this, Poor people do what is easy. That's why their life is hard. Rich people do what is hard. That's why their life is easy. So when I look at how I build my business, I do what everyone else is not willing to do. It's not hard, like, to know my strategy. You go to my website, oh, Gary wrote a book. Oh, he shot some YouTube video. It's very easy to copy me. But how many people will copy me? They won't put in the work. They won't do what I've done. Yeah, you can do that too. Shoot 500 videos, you can write a book too, right? So I wanna share a story with you. So when I first started with Dan, he was like, oh, Gary, I think you should do these projects. Here's some sales courses, here's some resources for you to study. And I was like, okay. And there's so much he was giving me, project after project after project, the first couple months. I was like, Dan, there's a lot. He gave me like 10 projects and I was only handling two or three or four. And I was like, it's so difficult, Dan. I was like, Dan, can I just, I learn in school, focus on one thing, finish it, and then do the next thing. Focus on that thing, finish it, and then go on to the next thing. And he said this, Gary, poor entrepreneurs do things one at a time. Rich entrepreneurs do things all at the same time. And they do it well. Rich entrepreneurs do everything at the same time and they do it well. And I was like, oh. I said, Dan, how many projects are you working on? He's like, oh, I don't know, 20 to 40 regularly. And I was like, okay. And I can only handle two or three. But since then, I've increased my work ethic, my organization structure. I can handle maybe 10 projects now, right?
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.